الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. وبعد، قال الله عز وجل: ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب وقفينا من بعده بالرسل وآتينا عيسى ابن مريم البينات وأيدناه بروح القدس أفكلما جاءكم رسول بما لا تهوى أنفسكم استكبرتم ففريقا كذبتم وفريقا تقتلون. صدق الله العظيم. In the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His favors upon Bani Israel by sending to them Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam and the divine scriptures, which are the means of the hidayah and guidance. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the transgression and the rebellion of Bani Israel, that in spite of all of these good divine favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them, they still rejected and disbelieved and belied a number of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, and they went on to the extent of even killing Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Allah says, وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. Let us come to the meaning and the translation of the verse and the tafsir of the verse. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ. Certainly we have given Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the kitab, the book. Al-kitab here means the Torah. So we gave Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the Torah. وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ. And we sent after Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's demise, we sent a number of messengers in succession. Each and every Nabi that came after Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, each and every Nabi that came after Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, his mission, his job and his task in this dunya was to teach and to promulgate the same teachings of the Torah. In other words, he did not bring any new divine sharia religion to his people until the time of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came. And here Allah says, وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. When Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came to Bani Israel, Allah says, we gave him the clear proofs. Al-bayyinat, al-hujaj, al-zahirat. We gave him the clear, the manifest proofs. We gave him the Injil. He brought to them a divine sharia from the side of Allah. وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. And we assisted him, we aided him with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, the Holy Spirit. Here we see in Quran, Allah calls Jibreel Ruhul Qudus, the Holy Spirit. Ruh means spirit, it means life. Al Qudus means holy, it means pure. Why was Jibreel called the Holy Spirit? Mufassirin mention, if we look at the word Ruh, it means spirit, it means life. In other words, the life of Jibreel came into existence without there being any obvious means. The life of Jibreel came into existence without there being any obvious means. Similarly was the life of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. That is why Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was also called Ruh. Why? Because the life of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came into existence without the means of a father. Allah created Isa alayhi salatu wasalam without a father. Allah works at times with means, at times without means, at times against means. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Isa also without the means of a father. So Allah says, وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ. And we assisted Isa alayhi salatu wasalam بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ, with the Holy Spirit, that is Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, in which sense was Jibreel a means of assistance for Isa alayhi salatu wasalam? Mufassirin mention several ways. The first, number one, they mention, at the time of birth, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was protected by Jibreel. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he protected Isa alayhi salatu wasalam from being touched by shaitan at the time of his birth. Jibreel protected Isa alayhi salatu wasalam from being touched by shaitan at the time of his birth. Number two, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam protected and defended Isa alayhi salatu wasalam against the hostility of his people, the Banu Israel, in his days, in his ayyam. Jibreel protected him against the hostility of the Banu Israel, the Israelites, in his days. Number three, it was through Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was raised to the heavens. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted him, assisted Isa, بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ, with the means, by the means of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Now Allah asks this question, أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُكُمْ إِسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ. Allah says, listen, is it such that every time when a messenger comes to you, he brings to you that which does not meet your heart's desires, whims and fancies? Istakbartum, your condition is such that you grow in arrogance, you become proud, you become arrogant, you disdain to believe. Allah says, فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ. What do you do? Allah says, that a group from you, what do you do? فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ. You reject and you deny and you disbelieve a group of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. And you kill and you slay a group of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, like how the Bani Israel did with Zakariya alayhimu salatu wasalam and Yahya alayhimu salatu wasalam. SubhanAllah, if we look in this particular verse, we see that when it came to the verb, فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ, the first verb, here is صِيغَةُ الْمَاضِي, this is past tense. Allah says, you denied, you disbelieved, you belied a number of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. So you call them liars. When it comes to the second verb, the last verb, Allah says, وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُرُونَ, and you kill. So this is صِيغَةُ مُسْتَقْبِلِ, this is not past tense, this is future tense. In other words, this is an indication. This is a sign, an indication to the fact that the Jews, even in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will attempt and they will try, they will plot to outwit and to kill Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they will fail, they will be unsuccessful. Why? Because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is protected by Allah. And then Allah says, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ. These Yahud, Bani Israel, the Israelites, what do they say? They say, our hearts are veiled, our hearts are covered. In other words, they say this sarcastically, saying that, listen, we are so protected that we will never get affected by Iman and Islam whatsoever. The mu'mineen can try, but we will never ever be, we will never be the victims. We will never fall for this trap of theirs. Allah says, بَلَّعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. The truth of the matter is, Allah says, Allah cast upon them, بَلَّعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah cursed them on account of their kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cast upon them damnation because of their disbelief. فَقَلِيلًا مَّا يُؤْمِنُونَ. The iman that they bring now is very little. They bring iman in just a few things. In other words, they do not have complete conviction and iman in the dictates of iman. So this iman is rendered as invalid. This iman is rendered as invalid, and this iman is insufficient. Why? Because if a person wants sa'ada, if he wants fortune in darain, in dunya and akhirah, he has to have complete conviction in the dictates of iman in this dunya. But their iman is insufficient because they brought iman in just a few things. They did not have complete iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the prophets of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us istiqamah wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah.